I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical, a journey into the events, characters, and concepts that help shape our Western musical tradition. The aesthetic basis of Baroque music, from Monteverdi to J.S. Bach, was greatly influenced by a concept called the Doctrine of Affections. In 4th century BCE, the philosopher Aristotle wrote a treatise entitled Rhetoric. In this work, Aristotle stated that the role of an orator is to change the mind of their audience.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing.
In order to do this, they had to change the emotion, the affection, the passion within their listener's mind. He said that you could do that by using what he called rhetorical figures. In other words, using the right words in the right tone at the right time in just the right rhythm can move an audience from one emotion to another.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Music theorists of the late 16th century began to see the parallels between these concepts of rhetoric and the practice of writing and performing music. They stated that the principal objective of music is to arouse an emotional state from the listener. A group of Florentine noblemen, scientists, poets, and musicians, started gathering in 1576, calling themselves the Camerata Fiorentina. They championed this doctrine of affections, calling for music to move away from the polyphony of the few previous centuries in favor of monody. This term defines a style of music or song where one voice is featured while the rest of the voices or instruments play accompaniment to that principal line. The Camerata Fiorentina believed that this simplified form could better adhere to the rules of rhetoric and therefore better express emotions, passions, affections. It is this turn to monody, a principal melody with accompaniment, that makes the music of the Baroque stand in contrast to the music of the Renaissance. Gone are the intricate vocal lines of Palestrina, and in their place stands the recitative of Monteverdi's operas. The doctrine of affections also meant that most compositions expressed only one emotion at a time. A piece was either joyful or full of sadness, expressing love or hate. Not a mixture of these passions. Find out more about the doctrine of affections and how it influenced Baroque music, and follow the timeline at vpr.net/classical.